KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. We are joined now by Barbara O'Donaka. She has probably the most unique Mother's Day event I've ever heard of, the Mighty Mama Skate-O-Rama. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. You are a skating mom, so about 12 years ago, you started this event around it. Tell us about the foundation of the Skate-O-Rama.
Well, about 10 years ago, my first children's book was about to be published by Simon & Schuster. It was coming out on Mother's Day. And I started thinking about interesting ways to have a book launch party. And I thought, I wonder if I can find any other moms who skateboard to have like a kind of a skate party to launch the book. And I just came up with the idea, I should have something called the Mama Skate-O-Rama. And I found what I thought would be probably about five or six other moms around to do that with me. And on the day we had it, 19 moms showed up, including an 80-year-old Liz, who came and rolled down the ramps with us, and it was just a big thrill.
What an odd niche market of skateboarding moms. How do you find other skateboarding? I feel like that's a very uncommon thing to do.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the expectation, but you'd be kind of amazed. I think what it is that back in the 70s, I started skating. I grew up in Newport Beach. A lot of my girlfriends and I rode skateboards. We started in clay wheels back in the day. These are like wheels like Fred Flintstone's car.
Yeah.
And you know, back then, it wasn't at all unusual, at least in my neighborhood, for girls to be on skateboards. And I think what happened is there's a lot of women nowadays that used to do that, too. And so they slowly but surely they started finding out about our group and contacting me. And
so do the kids come as well? Do any sons and daughters come to watch their mom skate on Sunday?
Yeah, well, I would say in our group, it's kind of funny. We have about half the members have kids who skate, or the mom started because the kids were skateboarding.
Okay.
And the other half, like myself, we skate despite the fact that our kids have no interest in it whatsoever. And a lot of people are surprised by that. But that seems to be a pretty common thread with us, is like I'm definitely the only skater in the household, and a lot of the other moms are that way too. But
so it's a little bit of like a mom's getaway on Mother's Day.
Exactly. And I should mention a very, very important point here is that our group and the event is open to all women. Definitely, you don't have to be a mom to skate with this. Our group is officially called Skateboard Moms and the Sisters of Shred.
Again, we're here with Barbara O'Donaka. She has an event called Mighty Mama Skate-O-Rama for skateboarding moms this Sunday, Mother's Day, at 11 a.m. at Laguna Niguel Skate Park. Now, now you are a nonprofit. Does it raise money for something? Is there a fundraiser involved?
Yeah, when we started out, I just really thought it was important that, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun, and kind of our mission is to empower women and be good role models for the younger girls. But we also wanted to do something else, just, you know, so that we're not out there just having fun. We try to raise money for something. So we chose children's literacy as kind of our mission. And every year we've chosen just a local children's literacy program to donate our proceeds from. And the proceeds are generated by a raffle, a rockin' raffle. Every year that's become quite a big deal about the event. We give away literally thousands of dollars worth of amazing prizes.
Cool.
And things come from the local community. Like this year, Roots the Beauty Underground has donated a nice little gift bag, and La Serena Grill, Scott over there, has supported this every year. And so, and Whole Foods Market in Laguna Niguel is giving us food for our volunteers. So we get a lot of good local support.
Now, do you do everything at the skate park? You all hang out over there for the afternoon?
Well, actually, amazingly, every year this has grown and grown, and now our event basically starts on Wednesday because people who come in from afar, we have family flying in from Austin, Texas, Minnesota, Washington State, they really want to make the most of their trip to Orange County. So they come in, and we plan a whole week's worth of events. So we're at different skate parks and backyard skate spots and all sorts of things leading up to the event. And
how
then
funny.
Sunday is the big deal.
Because where else can you go to a Mother's Day skating event besides here in our odd county?
Yeah, well, we have moved it out of Orange County twice. Last year, we actually did it up in Northern California at an amazing skate park in San Jose called Lake Cunningham. But Laguna Niguel has been kind of our home. We would really love to be doing it in Laguna Beach, of course.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a huge supporter, of course, no surprise, of a skate park in Laguna Beach. And yeah. I sure hope that happens.
Okay, well, Barbara Odinaka, how can people contact you, find out more info? Maybe they want to join?
Yeah, well, we are on Facebook as the Mighty Mama Skaterama. That's the open group to the public. And you can just find me through my own website, skateboardmom.com. And that's the website about my books and also the group, so they can find me that way. And like I said, the event starts this Sunday at Laguna Niguel Skate Park, and it is open to the public. People can come and just watch for free and, of course, buy raffle tickets to help our cause. We'd love that.
Great. Well, whether you skate or not, we hope you can make it out to this thing and support this great cause. And it sounds like a lot of fun too. Mother's Day. Barbara, thank you so much and enjoy your skateboarding this Sunday at 11.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. All right. We love your station.